Each year, the U.S. takes in more than 70,000 refugees, which is more than all other countries combined.
Supporting people who have gone through absolute horror overseas and need someplace safe to live is something that's gotten solid support from both the right and the left in American politics and continues to do so.
Simon Henshaw, Bureau of Population, Refugees and Migration Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary, says a significant number of the refugees, more than 1,300, come to Western New York.
Really, Buffalo is a fantastic example when it comes to resettling refugees, and I think mostly what we're doing is learning lessons that can be used in the rest of the country.
Henshaw says he's seen tremendous effort from local politicians, community leaders, businesses and universities in integrating refugees and taking advantage of the positives they bring, including rebuilding the region's shrinking population, starting new businesses, and fixing up old neighborhoods. During his visit, Henshaw stopped at Buffalo School 45 on Hoyt Street.
I don't remember how many different nationalities they said, but it was, 20, 30 different nationalities. We watched the kids leaving school all in different dresses, all with different ethnicity. And it was just so great to meet the leadership of the school and the school officials. The superintendent was there. And listen to how they're integrating, how they're working, how they're also maintaining the cultures of the different students that are there and making them part of the community.
Lately, he says, the largest number of refugees are from Bhutan, Burma, and Iraq. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.